So it's very important. If people have an interest along the M56, whether you're building a house or not building a house, or you want to support your neighbours, friends, family down the road that are looking to do so, or maybe going to do so in the future, it's very important that this is done before 4:30 tomorrow evening. And the more emails get in, the better. The more of a stance, if you like, from Donegal and elsewhere, that we can put into those three emails there, into those offices, all the better, and the greater chance then of getting this possibly turned around in the 11th hour, if you like, for the people of Donegal who can't get planning at the minute. It's not just Donegal, it's Donegal, Galway, Mayo, parts of Leitrim as well, so on, parts of Sligo there. It's affecting many counties, but at the minute, it's shadowing over heavy here in Donegal, and so many people have moved away tomorrow. So many people are trying to get home, Donemary. They can't get home, they can't get building. They know there's no chance at the minute of getting building. But this is a chance now at the minute of emailing this to see can we get it turned around, because the purpose of this is when 4:30 tomorrow evening comes, that's the end of the public consultation for the N56 for the people in Donegal here. Our county development plan as such as the matter is coming into its closing stages as well. Some of it is passed there at the minute, but this is an outstanding thing that is still there. So the way I look at it, when there's still an opportunity there, everybody should try and make use of it to make the most of this opportunity and try and make Minister Gillam as well, as the Office of the Public Regulator, the OPR, the people in there realise as well that we have a genuine case here in Donegal, because I think it's gone long past time at this stage, Dunbury, where you have the civil service in Dublin or elsewhere, in offices elsewhere, making decisions for people in Donegal that quite possibly have been genuinely truthful about it, set foot in Donegal themselves to see what the situation is in Donegal, what the needs are in Donegal, what the housing situation is like in Donegal, what's it like in Donegal when the planners of the day at the minute here in Donegal County Council turn you down because they can't give you planning along the M56, and yet your mum or dad, brother or sister, auntie, uncle, cousin, whatever, maybe on the exact field beside you. But due to this word, this keeps on, we're all familiar with this last while, the 37 of us, due to intensification onto the national road, well, can't be allowed. We are trying hard to get this turned around. This come into place, and I, for want of a better word, I am lost with the county council of the time 20-odd years ago when this come into force. It's in the force that long, and we are trying to get this turned around. But if we don't get this turned around publicly by 4:30 tomorrow evening, Donna Marie, it could be another upwards of 5-6 years again then before the public get a chance again to come back at this, to have a shot at it again. And it's just imperative that everybody makes their business ahead of tomorrow evening, the deadline tomorrow evening, to put in a few lines. It doesn't have to be anything, it's not an essay we're looking for. 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, write an essay if you wish, but of why it's important for the people of Donegal to get on to the M56. There are absolute farms here at the minute in Donegal here, totally useless to people in the households because they can't get building on to the M56. They know in their heart to hearts at the minute they will never get on to the M56. We have one particular case here in the Glenties area of one young man who's trying to get on to the M56. He moved three different places, three farms. He moved between, I think it's about in Port of Glenties to Gillybeggs, and at three locations, turned down three times in three locations. This is madness, like, this is the kind of madness that's going on, and this is what the men and women and the boys and girls of Donegal have to look forward to going forward, that when they leave college, leave school, college, whatever the case may be, get their qualifications. Their first battle may be securing a job. The ones that are lucky to secure a job, this is the next battle then, nowhere to build them. And it's not fair, and we have so many of our diaspora away now at the minute, and I just appeal to them all that's listening today to Highland Radio to please just think of it home, please get behind these emails, please make a case of what's going on here in Donegal. You know what it was like 4 years left. It's not getting any better going forward, and just to avoid disaster and so many sad houses, as the case is at the minute, for people that are away and can't come back. That's just what I'm feeling for, Donna Marie. And just on that token as well, our TDs, if you're all listening as well, you know exactly what's going on here. You can do a lot in the 11th hour as well if you wish to. Get behind us all ahead of tomorrow evening and try and get things turned around for us.